the Kenyan government, current government, has lost its human rights direction, because all these are violations against people's individual rights. There's a growing concern even within the Kenyan public that the government is overstepping its boundaries, especially even with not only with its citizens, but also even with citizens of foreign countries. We're talking about opposition leaders or people who somehow are not in good terms with governments from various places. And then when they're in Kenya, it's almost a guarantee that they will get kidnapped and deported against their will.
When you assess the overall thing, is there an extradition thing between Uganda and Kenya?
Thank you for that question. So this brings, even if there's an extradition treaty, it still has to follow law. Because in an extradition treaty, the government, assuming Uganda makes a formal complaint to Kenya that Kizza Besigye, who is wanted for this, and they list down the number of crimes or what it is that they are looking for him, and they request Kenya to formally expedite or make arrangements. Then Kenya, the government just doesn't wake up and do it. They're supposed to go to the judiciary. There is a court procedure. Kizza Besigye should go to a court of law in Kenya and defend himself on why he needs to be extradited or deported or not. Has he committed crimes? Does he feel he is safe? Is his life in danger? So there is due process. The problem now of these extrajudicial abductions is that they are outside the law. So Uganda makes a claim that we want Kizza Besigye because of treason or because of whatever crime they accuse him of. If Kenya does not verify that, we are going against international human rights law. We are infringing on his rights. Kenya is spoiling its image in the international diplomatic circles. We are spoiling our name. And remember, I think we sit on the Human Rights Commission. We sit on the Human Rights Commission. So it is purely ironical, very ironical, that we would be the ones perpetrating these atrocities, whereas we purport to protect and uphold human rights.